Case number 11,253, Gregory Ryan and Alberta Capria Ryan, east of Route 5, west of River's Edge Road, 300 feet north of Shore Court, being lot 71, phase 2 within Stonewater Creek Development. Tax map, District 234, map 17, parcel 428. A variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gregory Ryan, 24815 River's Edge Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Alberta Capria Ryan, 24815 River's Edge Road, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you for hearing us tonight.
Good evening.
We learned zoning violation several days before purchasing this property last month. The zoning violation was created by the sellers. The sellers obtained a permit to build an additional garage in May of 2008. Sussex County issued a CO in August of 2008. The zoning requires a 15-foot setback. The side setback as it exists now is only 13 feet. This is a minimal violation of 2 feet. The variance would not alter the character of the neighborhood. It is a residential neighborhood surrounded by substantial similar properties. Variance would not substantially impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties or houses continuing to be built in the subdivision. The granting of variance would not be detrimental to public welfare. It is consistent with the character and uses of the immediate vicinity, which is residential. And it would be an extreme economical hardship to require the garage to be torn down or to make compliant with the setbacks. Failure to allow the structure to remain would create unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulties for the owners, namely my wife and myself. As for uniqueness of the property, it is a relatively narrow property. So that would be one of the reasons. As for the practical difficulty, it's because the narrowness of the lot is exceptionally difficult to add a third garage. Failure to allow the structure would create an unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulties again. As for the possibility of development, there is no possibility of development because it's already beyond where it is, and the permits were issued and the CO was obtained prior to our... We've only moved in a month ago. This was done back in 2008. As for the effects on the surroundings, there is none because it's been existing for 5 years. So, it's a non-living area. It's a residential... It's just a garage attached to the house, making a third garage. And the reason we've chosen to come before the board here is the fact that we purchased it, and we were told by our lawyer at that time we bought this house and there's a violation. It's like, okay, well, what do we do about it? And they suggested we just come to you and ask for a variance because it was there already. It wasn't our doing. And so that's what we've decided to do. I think that would be it.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Starting in again, Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
You said you got the CO in your possession, your attorney had the CO.
I have the permit here.
Well, we have a record of it anyway.
Yes, you do.
This county does. It's, that was just issued in 8/15/08.
For correct.
Residential addition, and that was probably for your garage.
Right. That's we have the okay. permit, a copy of the permit from back then.
Okay. Good. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Bourbon?
No questions.
And I have no further questions.
Just to show it. Clarify some. Looking at this lot, it looks to me like the front of the lot is wider than the rear of the lot. Is that correct?
Yes, it appears the same to us, and we're not even sure. The survey we had done in, let me just look at the date here. Let me ensure the date here. where it is on here. June 13th of this year, shows only the setback from the rear edge of the garage, which appears to be closer to the line than the front edge of the garage. So we're not even sure it's a full length of the garage that's in violation. We know the rear corner is.
Right. I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you.
That's all it has to be, is just one part of it. So
excuse me?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, just one part.
Okay. We have no further questions. Okay, hearing them, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Two. Is there anyone?
Yeah.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the survey certainly suggests that there's a uniqueness to the property in that it is a wedge-shaped property, and there is a 30-foot utility easement that would tend to push the house away and towards the necessary variance. The applicants purchased the property unknowingly that there was a problem, and it wasn't created by them and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It, we didn't hear testimony that it has altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and the applicant suggested it doesn't. And they're requesting a minimum to afford relief, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,253.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,253. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson again?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,253 is approved.
Thank you very much.